And we are so honored to have Prophetess Vernella Smith with us today. For those of you who are new to the river, her and I have been friends for, we're not telling anymore how many years. Yes, but it's been a long time that we have been friends. And it was before Leonard and I even came into Christian International. And so we just happened to end up in the same organization, but went to the same Bible college together. And so I so appreciate her and the relationship we've had over the years. And she's a part of our River of Life family. It's always so nice to have Prophetess Vernella with us. And so this morning, let's give her a warm river welcome as she comes to give the word of the Lord today. Yes, amen. Amen, amen. And she's coming all the way from Anderson, Indiana. It used to be Vercel. She was down at Apostle Leon's church, and she transitioned and moved back to her hometown. And so she actually moved a little bit closer to us. You know, I've tried to get her to move to Elkhart, but that hasn't happened yet.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Janet and Apostle Leon Walter. I mean, Apostle Leonard, please let me get all the males together. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to be here. And thank you, River, for receiving me in such a manner that it feels good to be here. Amen. I just want you to know it's good to see you, my brother, right there. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. So good to see all of you here. And it's exciting to see and to hear what God is doing. That woman up there on the screen, she was probably about so many years younger then. But I'm going to keep on sporting that picture. I still got the dress. Oh, God bless you and thank you. Amen. And I do. It's an honor to serve here. And even though I've moved back to Anderson, Indiana, I'm still working out of CI. It's like I have an office in my home. It's like I've got a satellite office in my home. So I'm still working with the ministers in the ministries. It's a different capacity in this season. Amen. And so I was telling Dr. Janet that they were in rehearsal or something when I walked in, but Holy Ghost wasn't on rehearsal. He was right in it. My Lord, it was so good to step in here and to have the presence of the Lord. I just was overwhelmed when I walked in here. Wasn't but a couple of people here, but you know what? The house was full. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's just go ahead and let's prepare for the word of God today. And so, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that even as you release your word, Father God, that we embrace it. And Lord, even in this season, Lord, we trust you, oh God. And so, Father, I just ask that you would, that I would be hidden in your word, Father God, that I would only say what you would allow me to say, oh God. And Lord, heaven forbid, but if I should say something of myself, Lord God, I ask that you would protect your people in the name of Jesus. Amen. So be it. You know, sometimes we can get so excited, and in our zealousness, we can say things. Sometimes it's not always Holy Ghost led. But you know what? What I like about the blood of Jesus covers. Hallelujah. Amen. And let me tell you, I truly enjoyed the Deborah's troop yesterday. It wasn't because I was speaking. It was because I saw a move of God before we even started speaking. I saw the presence of God being released in that meeting, and it was a God thing yesterday. Amen. It was the place to be. God was moving in the house. And so today, I'm leaning and believing that God is going to do that only He can do. And so I trust and I lean on Him. And so my theme for today is, who is on the Lord's side? Get ready, set, and go. Get ready, set, go. Amen. But we've got to make sure we're on the Lord's side. There are a lot of races out there being ran right now. And not everything is about the Lord. It's about who they are, what's going on. We've got to make sure. Let me find that scripture. Let's go to Exodus 32:25 and 26, and I didn't have that on there. We'll go to my main scripture. Exodus, the 32nd chapter, verse 25 and 26. The scripture says, "Now when Moses saw that the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them," Aaron had a responsibility as a leader. Okay, but when Moses came down, he saw that the people were engaged in some things that weren't right, but it was Aaron's responsibility to have restrained them. And so the scripture says, "Then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, 'Whoever's on the Lord's side.'" He said, "Whoever's on the Lord's side." He said, "Whoever's on the Lord's side, come to me." And we're not just lining ourselves or aligning ourselves. We're getting ready, set, so we can go out and do the Lord's work. We've got, and you know what, this ministry says it's a community church. And this ministry talks about the river of life. That we're not just having life just to have life, just so we can live and be all of that. But we've got to be about the business of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so now then I want to transition, because there are, like I said, there are so many races that are out there. There are so many things that are vying for our time. And there are so many things that we need to do and we must do. Because, you know, we are on this earth. So there are some things that we must accomplish as earth beings. But we've got to always make sure that being earth beings did not supersede. It must not supersede our being spiritual beings that have been bought with the blood of Jesus through Christ. And that we have to understand our mandate from heaven so that we don't allow the enemy to get us all twisted. So now then I'm going to go to Joshua, the first chapter. Joshua goes back forward in my Bible. It may go backwards in yours, but I marked mine so I could find it. I'm going to go to Joshua, the first chapter. It says, after. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. And this is what he said. But Joshua was an assistant. But he says, "Moses, my servant, is dead." He says, "Seasons have shifted." He said, "Things have changed." He said, "When Moses was here, Moses took care of his assignment." He says, "But I want you to know that there has been a shift." But he says, "Those things I've decreed," he says, "I didn't just bring them out of Egypt, just wanted to stop right here because Moses stopped." He says, "I still have a completion of my word that is yet to be fulfilled." And he says, "I know rocks can cry out." He says, "But right now, Joshua, you're it." So he speaks to Joshua and he says, "Now therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, and you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving you." And I preached a sermon different places, and I talk about this Jordan. Sometimes we just have some things that are before us that we just have to cross. We've got some things we've just got to do. And you know what? Sometimes we just got to go through some things. And I got a question. Am I being video, Pastor? Oh, good. I can move. I can move. That is prophetic. You hear me? I can move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This Jordan. Sometimes a this Jordan is illness in the family. Sometimes a this Jordan is when we have to deal with the prospect of death, when we're dealing with some situations. And sometimes we've got some situation like Brother Jerome and Cheryl is going through right now. But there are some this Jordans. And sometimes we just got to arise and decide we're just going to cross over the Jordans, because we still have a mandate to do the things and the work that God has called us to do. Amen. You know, sometimes there are these this Jordans that we just have to go through. You know, sometimes we want to escape. We don't want to go through those things. But there are some this Jordans we've just got to go through. I'm reminded of Jesus when he says, "If possible," he said, "let this cup go from me." He says, "I know what it means." He says, "But nevertheless." This is, sometimes we just got to cross our this Jordans. And so that goes back again to my theme. It means getting ready. We've got to be set to go. We're not exempt from life situations. And you know, so many times people will say, well, I don't believe, why would a good God allow this? You know what? He allowed his son to go through. He gave all that he had when he gave his son. And then he stood there. And I'm reminded of Mary, how she stood there. So see, she didn't have the God concept, but she had to stand there and she had to cross this Jordan. Hey. So now I want to go to the passage of scripture that we're going to minister from today. Let's go to Joshua, the third chapter. And it's not I'm not a long-winded preacher. I say a lot of things, I believe, but I don't go real, real long. It's just kind of the way God has dealt with me. I'm going to say a couple of things from my notes. It says there is a shift. There is a spiritual shift. There is a change. And there's also a change that is taking place in the natural. And don't misunderstand, but in the natural, not only do we change in our physical beings, but our nation is in a change. You know what? There's a shift. But we've got to cross this Jordan. We've got to get ready, set, go. Amen. And then it says, and we, the church, the body of Christ, we have an opportunity to be in front of the shift, in front of the curve, or we can get behind it. The shift is coming. We've got to make sure that we're ready, set to go, because somebody's going to go ahead. Somebody's going to possess the land. Somebody will possess. We've got to be those that will take priority and that we would be those that would possess. The other thing I wrote down is it is necessary that we don't lose focus on the word of the Lord in the midst of the shift. It's kind of like, all I can go through is a windstorm. And I've only been in light windstorms. I've never been in a tornado or a hurricane. But you know what? Sometimes when a windstorm is coming through and I'm driving that little Buick Encore and I like my car. But you know what? It's no match for that 18-wheeler that's coming up on the side of me. And that wind that's pulling up off it. But you know what? I push that bad boy and I'm like, get out of here. I'm gonna move this baby. We're going through. And I get right on in front of that bad 18-wheeler. I'm not gonna stay there and contend with the wind. The other thing I want to say before I go to the scripture in Joshua the third chapter, for those of you if you want to go there. Get ready, set, go. This morning as I was looking at the scripture and was going back through my notes, I was thinking about athletes. And no, I am not athletic, but I did play tennis. I did play a little racquetball. You know, I taught my son how to play chess, you know. But this morning I was thinking about the word, I think it was triathlon. And I thought that was the thing where the athletes go, they do one series of events and they do something else and they keep going. Am I correct? Yes. Well, I messed around and found a word called decathlon. Anybody know that word, decathlon? Well, I looked it up. And apparently, back in 1912 or so, there was a series of events that took 3 days. And these athletes, they would contend for 3 days. And they would go from one series of events for 3 days. And so it continued on, and so they had all kinds of things that were listed. Well, what I'm saying is that there is a course that is laid before us, like that God has laid before us. Now, you know, if they can lay out triathlon events and DEC, whatever that word, DEC, they had 10 of those. If they can do that, don't you know God has a plan and a course for us? We've got to be ready, set, so that we can go forward. And life is going to happen to all of us in the process as we're running the race. But again, I'm going to pick up because most of my teaching is coming from Joshua. Because I believe in this season, because we're in a shift and there's a change, that the winds of 18-wheelers in the natural are pushing us about, that we've got to make sure we hold firm to those things that will see us through the course. Because when winds are coming through, and they'll blow. You've seen how wind can blow paper and dust or dust. It'll just blow, just keep right on going. We've got to make sure that when there's a wind blowing, that we've got to make sure that our anchor is holding onto the word of God. So I want to go back to Joshua because, again, we have to go back to that theme where it says, my servant Moses is dead. But the other thing I want us to realize that just because one season is over, it doesn't catch God off guard. That God always got a plan and he's always ready for the next move. Oh, he's the one that'll checkmate the devil. He'll checkmate the devil. He'll checkmate men's plans. But God has the next move. And you know what? Sometimes you don't know when you're Joshua. Sometimes you can be in a place of training for reigning and you don't even know that you're going to be the next Joshua. But God knows if you stay the course, your time will come. Joshua, the third chapter, verse 1. It says, okay, you know, Moses is dead. And in chapter 1, God had already told Joshua to only be strong and very courageous. If you're going to run the race, if we're going to contend for the things of the kingdom of God, we must be strong and very courageous. There's no place for us to stand if we allow ourselves to be frightened. And I'm going to tell you, there are some things that have frightened me lately. You know, there are some things that have made me stumble and stagger and say, is this my lot in life? But you know what? I'm believing that the things that I have seen is not my lot in life, that I'm going to be totally healed. Amen. I'm that little old cane I'm carrying over there. I just got this little jacket so it can match the cane, but it's not the kind of accessory I like to have. I don't mind earrings and rings and clothes, but that's not what I want. But in the meantime, I need the thing. Okay. But I'm not attaching myself to it unless the Lord says that's what I've got to do. And if he does, it's got to be pretty. Amen. Okay. Then Joshua rose early in the morning and they set out from the Acacia Grove that came to the Jordan. Now he's a leader. We got to be ready, set to go. He says he came to the Jordan. He had a place he had to cross. And he says, he and all the children of Israel lodged there before they crossed over. Sometimes you just got to be strong. You got to survey that situation. You got to look at that river. You got to look at that water. You got to look at that situation. And you just got to look. You got to begin to grab a hold to the word of God before you step out into it. You know it here. And you know it here. And you've heard it here. But sometimes you just got to speak to that mountain and say, in the name of Jesus, your knee will have to bow, Jordan. I don't care if the waters do run a certain way. I've been given an assignment that says I've got to cross. And I don't care how wide you are. I don't care how deep you are. I've got the word of God. And I'm ready. And I'm getting set. And I'm going to go forward. Hallelujah. And you know what? One thing about a leader have people follow them. And sometimes we've got to make sure as leaders that we've heard the word of God because others are dependent upon us. And so we've got to have the face of a winner. We've got to have the stamina of a fighter. But most of all, we've got to have the word of God so that we can hold on. And so it goes on and it says, so it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp. And they commanded the people saying, sometimes you just got to speak and you've got to begin to command the word of God to be activated. And he says, when you see the ark, he says, the covenant of the Lord your God, he says, I want you to see the word of God. I want you to see the presence of God. He says, I want you to see it. He says, when you see. And so I decree right now over us that we are a people that shall see the word of God activated, that we are those that are connecting with the ark of God, that the promise of God, he says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests. That's why as leaders, spiritual leaders, we've got to make sure that we're properly aligned because others are watching us. That's why we first have got to see the Word of God, see the Ark of God, because somebody's watching us because they don't see the Ark. They're just looking at us as leaders. They're looking at us as the Christians and the men and women of God. It says, when you see the priests and the Levites bearing the Ark, he says, when you see somebody, and it's like, you know how they got tattoos everywhere now? Almost everywhere, I guess. You know what? When you see the Ark of God tattooed on somebody and they're moving out by the Word of God, then you can move with that. That was like when you see that Ark tattooed, when you see the Word of God tattooed in the Spirit, it's not a natural, it's a spiritual thing. He says when you see it, because somebody's going to be carrying that mark. He says, when you see that Ark, when you see the Levites bearing it, he says, then you shall set out from your place. But first you got to get ready. You got to get set so you can go. He says, I want you not to go after the priests. Go after the Ark of God. He says, make sure you understand. They're following the Word of God. And the priests, he says, but make sure that you don't allow something or someone to become greater than the Word of God. He says, yet, he says, I like this part. I want you to take note of this verse right here. Verse 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. What that says to me is, let's not get ahead of God. Let's not get ahead of his word. He said, make sure there's a space so that we can absorb what God is doing. And so he goes on, he says, what I want you to do, he says, make sure there's a space between you and it about 2,000 cubic measures. You do not get too near it. And you know, we can get close to the Word of God. However, we don't want to become so familiar with the Word of God that we will warp it or twist it. He says, go ahead. He says, do not come too near that you may know the way which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Don't try to make an assumption. Let's go before the Lord and let's hear what is the Lord saying. Because one thing about the prophetic, it must align with the Word of God. It's necessary for it to align with the Word of God. And when we begin to hear prophecies that will not align with the Word of God, that gives us a clue. But it becomes our responsibility to know what God's Word is saying. Amen? He says, you have not passed this way before. I don't care how old we get. I don't care how many journeys we've made. There are some places we've not passed yet. There are some things that God is positioning that he's got on course. People, he is aligning up situations. He's aligning up so that everything will be ready when we get there. Moses didn't leave too soon. He didn't leave before Joshua was ready. He didn't leave before that time. He says, you've not passed this way before. And so then Joshua had to take the responsibility, even as one he's had to talk to the people. He says, sanctify yourselves. He says, spend some time with the Lord. This is where we are. We've got to sanctify ourselves. We've got to get ready for what's before us. We've not passed this way before, people of God. We've seen a lot of things in our lifetimes. We've gone a lot of places, but we're in the midst of some things that we've not been before. But you know what? His word goes before us. God is not caught off guard. You know, he's not caught off guard. He just allows us to live in the season. But it was the same way it was with David when he ran up against Goliath. He had to hear the word of the Lord. He happened to have those 5 stones. He happened to have them? Please. He didn't know Goliath was going to be there. He didn't know what he was facing, but God did. But see, he had already been in preparation back there. He had already been spending time. He had the word of the Lord, but he had already been spending time. My Lord. Joshua said, he says, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And not only did he speak to the people, but then he turned, and I like what he did. He spoke to the leaders. He spoke to the priests. He says, when Joshua spoke to the priests, he says, take up the Ark of the Covenant of God and cross over before the people. The people could not get in front of the ark or the priests. It was get ready, get set, go. God is setting us up for success. And so the word of God says, so they took the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And then the Lord says, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of Israel. And you know, that's why communities are looking for leaders. Communities are looking for people that will have the tattoo, have the mark of the word of God over their lives, because there are so many voices out there. There's so many people that are jumping up and down that's trying to pull people aside to them. But you know what? There's a distinction between the people of God who really have the heart of God and those that have an agenda that wants to build their own kingdom with the lower K. It's out there, but that's why we've got to stand up as the blood-bought Christians, the people of God, those in the kingdom of God that says, I'm on the Lord's side. You know, I'm on the Lord's side. If you want to be on the Lord's side, come follow me. I have no agenda but the blood of Jesus to Christ. That's all I'm about. I want to see you leave that place of darkness and step into the marvelous light. That's my agenda. And you know what? I'm not perfect. So if you're looking for a perfect one, He's already ascended. Hallelujah. Oh, but he's left me with the mandate that I can come before you and I can represent him, because I am an ambassador and I'm ready. Ha ha. And I'm set and I'm ready to go on out there and deal. Hallelujah. That's who we are. And he kept on talking to the priest. And I like what he told them. He says, you shall command the priests, those that are bearing the Ark of the Covenant, says, when you come to the edge of the water, keep in mind, Joshua had to look at that water. He had to look at that water. And he had to tell the priests. He had to overcome his own fears first. And then he could speak with authority and say, he could command them, because he could see them do it. He could see them do it. He could see them do it. Amen. He could see them do it. He could see them touch their feet into the water, and the change was going to happen. Never happened before. It wasn't under his watch. He says, when you come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. Yeah, Joshua. You've got to be convincing. I've got to know you've been in the Lord's presence. I've got to know you've been there. I've got to be encouraged in this season. Hallelujah. By this you shall know. Let's go to verse 9. It says, so Joshua said to the children, keep in mind, there's a dialogue that is with the leaders and with the children. He's interacting. He's getting both camps ready, both streams ready, not only to the seniors, but he's talking to the millennials. He's talking to the teenagers and to the children. The same word was good in 1884 is good in 2020. Hey, you hear me? If it got Moses to where he had to go and got Joshua where he had to go, it's still good. Hallelujah. It's still in fashion. You see what I mean? It don't lose its power. And he goes on, he says to him, come, hear the words of the Lord your God. That's what we're needing in this season of shift and change. By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from you every demon and the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hephthites, the Perizzites, the Gershonites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. I don't care what's up against you. Don't care what its name is. Don't care what is underneath it. He shall drive it out. Sometimes we just need to be encouraged that there are things that have been there. There are spirits that have been in the wind. It's been generationals. But God is standing there, and he's still well enabled. Has behold the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth. This is important. The word of God for the whole earth. We've got to grab a hold to the word of God, because there are those out there that's trying to discredit the word of God. We must not allow it to happen in us. Who is on the Lord's side. We've got to know the word of God. There are those that's trying to drown out the voice of the kingdom of God. It must not happen. Somebody's got to stand up and say, I know what the word of God says. Because if we don't stand up, the enemy is standing up. The enemy is standing up. It's our responsibility to stand up. But we can't stand up with some mealy mouth message. And we've got to do it in love. But we've got to be strong. And we've got to be very courageous. And we've got to be ready for the decathlon. We've got to take one event after the other. And we've got to keep on keeping on. We don't have time to get sick and stay sick. When it's tagged and it's your turn, then God's going to raise up another Joshua. And I heard the word Caleb. He's going to raise up some Calebs too. And he's going to raise up some Deborahs. And he's going to raise up some Mary Magdalenes. And he's going to raise up some of those that people counted out, like the woman at the well. Oh God, but she caused her community to be changed. And it's the same way here in Elkhart, Indiana. It's the same way in Anderson, Indiana, Vernella. And it's the same way wherever you are. We've got to do it. We've got to stand up and do this for the sake of the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to go to 14. I want to do some other things. So it was when the people set out. That's that verse. Ready, set, go. Remember that passage where the demon said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? We got to be ready, set, to go. We got to make sure the enemy know who we are in Christ. We can't go out there not knowing that the enemy doesn't know that we've already been in the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Ready, spend time, set. All right, check out that Jordan, go. Where's my assignment? Where's your assignment? What are we supposed to do? There are people out there, you know what? There are people out there that are being lost. And this is a thing I hear sometimes. People say, I wrestled with God. You know what? I really don't want to wrestle with God. To me, it's a futile fight. You know what? But you know what? People's lives are hanging in danger while we're procrastinating. People are not only sick, but some of them are going to go to hell because we weren't at the right place. We have a responsibility to be ready, set, go. And we don't all have to quote scripture, but we need to know who Jesus is. And our testimony, it needs to be about Jesus, not about my hard times. Because, see, I can tell a story that would make a heart, was a movie, Hallmark movies. But we don't want to do that. We want to tell stories that's going to elevate Jesus so that people's lives can be changed. Amen. Amen. So it was when the people set out from the camp to cross over with the priests, bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, this is what they were up against. The feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan was in its highest position. It was overflowing at that time. It wasn't just wet and like a river, but it was like overflowing. It says it was overflowed all of its banks. And then it says that the waters came down from upstream. So in my mind, what I'm hearing is waters is coming down like this. But all of a sudden, when they dipped their foot into the water just backed up. Uh-oh. I'm going against gravity right now because the priests have heard the word of God. It was coming down, but when they put their foot there, it made the water back up. So the waters that went down to the sea and the salt were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite of Jericho. Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm. This is a season to stand firm. To stand firm on dry ground. Hallelujah. It says, and all Israel crossed over dry ground. They weren't muddy. They weren't slipping around. It says, until all the people had crossed completely. And this, and the other scripture I'm going to just share with you is in Matthew 28, when it says, and 18, it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What am I saying? This is the season. This is our season. This is our generation. This is where we are. This is where you are. And just like those athletes train and they get ready so that they can participate in those events, this is a season. This is a training ground. That's why you need to come to those prophetic classes. That's why you need to come to Bible study so that you can begin to let the word continue. And yeah, you've been coming for a long time, but you've not come this way before. You've not come this way before. This is not 1970s or 1995 or 2000. This is 2020. There are some demon spirits out here right now that's trying to contend with the things of the kingdom of God. There's got to be some priests and some Levites and some people, a company of people that's willing to get up, get ready, set, go. And my challenge to myself and even to others is, let's begin to talk to people about salvation. Let's begin to talk to people about salvation. Let's come in here and rub elbows and shine up and everything. But let's go back out into the community. There are people dying out there. We have a mandate. He says, go therefore making disciples. Get ready, set, go. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone that is, if you want to, everyone, and just stand in your places, please. If you're over the age of 40, please stand. I'm already standing. I'm at least 41 plus. For those of us that are part of this generation, we're like the Joshuas that have come to another season. And so we've had an opportunity, most of us, to hear the word of God. But there's a generation that's watching us, that's trying to make sure that we are who we say we are. They're looking for a people that's really real in the things of the kingdom of God. And so I send forth a charge right now to those of us in this age bracket that's 40 and older, right now in the name of Jesus, that we would allow ourselves to get ready again so that we can be set to go forth to make disciples, and that we would reevaluate our lives, because there's a generation that's watching us that need us, but they've got to have a pattern to go by, that we would begin to take authority over every element of the kingdom of darkness that's trying to snatch the young people from us right now in the name of Jesus. Decree it right now that we are parents, grandparents, and some of us don't even have children. But you know what? We're those that can walk in authority if we've got the ark of God, if we've got the word of God, and that we allow ourselves to move forward, just holding on to the word of God. This is our charge in this season, that we don't act like we know it all, but we go back and revisit the word of God again so that we can get ready, that we can get set, so that we can go forward to touch these millennials and under right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we say right now, use us. Oh God, right now, prepare us. Right now, oh God, use this generation of us, that you can use us, oh God, to be a blessing right now, even as Joshua and Caleb were, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us sit down. Everyone else that would like to stand that's under 40 and able to stand, teenagers and young people, like, if you would like to, I would like to pray over you as well. Amen. If you want to stand, amen. Father, I thank you. Okay. Amen. Father, I thank you for those that are young, the young ones under us, oh God. Lord, that they too, oh God, will begin to see a righteousness in those of us that are older, Father God. Lord, that they can see you, oh God. Lord, that they would have a desire, oh God, to grow into men and women of God. Oh God, that they'll not lose sight. Lord, because they watched us as we've dipped our feet. Those of us that are older, that we've dipped our feet into the edge of the water, oh God. But Lord, take this generation over the Jordan, oh God, because they have not passed this way before. And Lord, we put a blood covering over them that the enemy will not snatch them out, will not woo them out with things that will pull them away. Lord, we decree that this generation shall be a generation that's also able to go to school, have careers, Father God, have families, but Lord, they'll not lose sight of who you are, that they'll not think they've done it in their own might. Lord, let there be an awakening in this young generation right now, that they will be ready, set to go, to contend with the things of the enemy, because you have empowered them right now in the name of Jesus. Let's give the Lord a praise. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen, Dr. Janet.
All right. Let's give the Lord a praise for that word, for that charge today. Thank you, prophetess.